What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Natasha Monique, and welcome to the Highly Melanated Podcast Show. I miss everybody, all five of you. One of the most beautiful things about going through a transformation is that you're always in your head. And when you're always in your head, you really learn a lot of things about yourself. And sometimes it's scary. And I am in that space right now. Becoming a mother has challenged me to really step my motherfucking game up. And it made me realize how much my mom handicapped me as a child. And pretty much was like, I feel whatever it was that I, whatever you feel that I failed you as a parent, whatever I feel like I failed you in as a parent, I feel guilty for that. So I'm just gonna compensate for it by just giving you shit. And that's how I was raised. But you know, my mom, some shit I just never really was taught. And the one thing that I realized with having my son was that I was never taught how to be a woman. I co-parented with my mother to help her raise both of my brothers. One of my brothers, we're 3.5 years apart. His birthday is October 31st. My birthday is February 24th. I said it so fast. February 24th. We're 3.5 years apart. And when my brother got here, I literally was counting my candy. And let me just walk y'all down that road real quick. Like, from the time my brother was born, like, in this world, I have been a co-parent for my mother. So can you imagine, you 3.5 years old? And not to say my mom didn't take care of us, but my dad was raggedy as hell. So it was always me being a bitch, a real ass bitch. Excuse me, I didn't mean to say it like that. But a real ass bitch for my mother, being a bestie for my mother. I could tell y'all at 4 years old, I was telling my mother, you better not take the motherfucking flowers. I didn't curse, obviously, but I was definitely tell her, what you doing? I was 4, y'all. And I'm looking at my 4-year-old cousins, my 4-year-old goddaughter, and I'm like, yo, they're so innocent. My goddaughter really walk around in dresses all day. She's a little princess. She wear her little pretty dresses all day. And she twirl around and she play with my son all day. That's what they do. I was 4 and I was telling my fucking mother that my father wasn't shit. I was 5, I was 6, I was 7. Me working with children for most of my life, I'm like, wow. Like, I don't know what created me, but whatever created me was like, listen, you about to grow up real fast, because I grew up so fast. But at the same time, when you grow up so fast, that hinders you. That fucks you up. Because everything got to catch up to each other. On top of, you have to be exposed to a plethora of things in life to survive. And my mother raised me like a privileged white girl. And I am black. I'm pretty sure Massa was wildin' because I'm light-skinned. But I'm still black. She never told me I'm black. She told me I'm a strong black woman, but she didn't tell me that other black women are going to tease me, be mean to me, bully me. Because they think that I think that I'm better than them because I'm an easy target. She didn't explain that to me. And I think about even when I bullied females and picked on them. And, you know, back in the day, we called it cracking, you know, and teasing and joking. But I do, now that I'm going through this journey, I do feel like I still owe an apology to those kids that I cracked on. Because I can't even tell you if I was joking or if it was coming from a place subconsciously that was deeply hurt. you know, who was teased and bullied. So it was like, I'm going to do that to somebody else who's more vulnerable than I am. So I don't know if any of you will ever hear this. Well, I don't know if somebody listening to this and was a victim of being bullied, but I apologize to you. I apologize on the behalf of just all of us. And I know I don't got to wear that on my back, but humans, I ain't say black people, white people, humans, we have to be better to each other. We are really sucky to each other. I never realized how many people have anxiety, social anxiety. How many people are really sick? A lot of us go through so much, and it's not just black people. Now, don't get me wrong. Only thing I can't identify with is being black. Only thing I can identify with is being a black woman. But in having conversation, exchanging dialogue with other women of different races, you know, it's pretty much, you know, the same. But it's like, for me, it's still a little harder. I just knew from the beginning, my mom didn't even have to tell me, I was going to always have to work as twice as hard as everybody else. And to this absolute day, I don't play with my work, because that speaks about who I am as an individual, who I am as a woman, who I am as a person, a mother. I take pride in everything that I do. If my name is attached to something, it's a brand. Get it right. And I had to get to this point in life, because it's there was a time in my life where I was trying to figure this out. And I had to really realize right now that I really raised myself. I co-parented with my mother and I raised myself. That's not healthy for nobody to raise themselves. You need to be nurtured by your mother and your father. I had to figure that shit out on my own. Confession, real quick, y'all. So I was like, well, I'm going real deep, but like, where did I get lost at? I'm sorry, y'all. Forgive me. Because sometimes I get on a natural just, whew, this nostalgia of just building with myself. I love building with my partner. I love exchanging ideas with my partner. But sometimes when you build alone, because I do a lot of coaching of myself. Like, because I have anxiety, I have to walk myself through my day, every day. And so the voice is usually like, hey, chill out, you're doing too much. Well, sometimes I'd be like, bitch, now you, come on, you're carrying. It ain't even that deep. And then I say to myself, why isn't it that deep? And I start to break it down to the simplest. So there is nothing left. I dissect and pull it apart limb by limb. And when there's nothing left, it's like, bitch, what you tripping on? That anxiety is something that was cultivated within your family. You get anxious about stuff and you got to think back to, did I ever do this shit before? Did I thrive in this shit before? And when you know that you did, that's how you know, like, what's in your way? And it's you. Because a lot of times we get older and we get scared. We get fearful. We're like, oh, I can't go down this road no more. But it ain't never too late to start all over again. Revamp that shit. I look at a failure when you just give the fuck up. Now, don't get me wrong. If you exhausted something till there's nothing left, that's different. Like, that was it. It was good while it lasted. But it was a lesson learned. But don't you ever give up. I've really been watching a lot of Black history documentaries. And when I mean Black history, just documentaries, specials on Black culture, on our history beyond slavery. And I found myself getting so emotionally overwhelmed because I'm like, I'm fucking am somebody. Don't tell me I'm not, because why is it that all of y'all want to look like me, but you hate me? You want to wear your motherfucking hair like me. You want your ass like mine. You want your nose like mine. You want these motherfucking lips. Hell, bitch, you want my complexion. You want my man. And I'm the angry one. I got every right, down to my motherfucking bone marrow, to be angry. Because get the fuck on out of here. We're taught not to feel. We're so muted. We're so silenced. Just imagine all of us walking around here that was muted and silenced. Sometimes I'm at work and I feel that fire. Sometimes I'm sitting at home and I feel that fire burning so deep in my core. That angry little Black girl that's like, no, fuck that. I'm sick of you, America. I'm sick of y'all niggas. I say that to myself every day. But I am so thankful for the Black man that I have. My fucking partner. My best friend. And now I mean that on, hey, bestie. No, I mean that shit. That's the homie. That's big homie. We build. I used to be so uncomfortable, so upset, so angry when he would correct me. Because, like, how dare you? Because I never, how do I say this? Although physically abused, mentally abused, I still was overcoddled. So I'm a conflicted person. So when my partner, who has spent a great amount of his life learning so much, when he critiques conversations, when he is giving me feedback on our building sessions, there's no need for me to get upset. If it's truth, and even if it's not truthful, I shouldn't get upset because I know it's not true. Most of us get so hung up in our feelings and our emotions that we respond before we actually think about, you know, what is being said. We're not processing what's happening. A lot of us, we're wounded little kids. That's all that, we're wounded little kids. Nobody listens to us. Nobody ever heard us, you know? So before, in the past, where, you know, it would be so much pushback between the both of us because I was always, you know, I was combating everything he said because, you know, maybe, I think a part of the reason was because my mom didn't, you know, push sports. Had I been in situations, well, I guess the simplest thing would be to say, you know, had I been in, you know, situations or had mentors that were so, do I want to say mentors? No. Let me go back to sports. Sorry, y'all. Okay, so, you know, say, for example, kids that participate in sports, you know, you learn about sportsmanship. You know, you learn about you learn how to carry on when you got to take an L. You know, you learn about pride. You learn about humbling yourself. You know, you learn about being a, you learn about, I'll say this, you learn character when you play sports. And because I, you know, that wasn't enforced in my household, my mom would allow me to participate in things. And these are the things that I love, like tap and ballet. You know, I was one of the best dancers. My mom literally let me participate in whatever type of dance I wanted to. I was like the lead dancer in freaking Spanish class. I'm black, bro. I'm black, black. I don't even know what part of Africa I'm come from. I just know that somebody is white. That's all I could tell you. But I don't know who I am. I can't say I'm from Ghana, from Guyana. I'm Sinhalese. I can't say any of that. I just, because I'm black, that's all I know about myself. So it's like when you really don't know who you are, that really messes you up. And just going back to what I was saying, just I was so conflicted, you know, like I had seen so many things in my life at such a young age. And, you know, my mom tried her best to just keep me involved in activities with people who didn't look like me. She wanted me to socialize with people who didn't like me. Who didn't look like me, you know. And I went to a gifted and talented program, a lot of the kids didn't look like me. And so me not knowing my essence, my true essence as a black woman, I'm trying to identify with them. You know, I love movies like Clueless, and I'm talking like them, and I'm trying to aspire to be like them. And that's not me, because what I'm learning is, like, I really fucking love being black, and I love everything about being black. When I watch slavery, when I was watching the bombing in Oklahoma, in Tulsa, when I see shit like that, that shit make me beat my fist to my chest. Like, it makes me sad, but that shit make me want to go harder, because that's telling me that you're afraid of me. If you got to destroy my shit, if you don't want me to read or write, what is it about me, motherfucker? What is it about me, nigga, that's bothering you? Because you notice the shit. You know I'm the supreme motherfucking being. One day, right, I was thinking about Beyonce. And I was like, yo, everybody fucking love Beyonce. Beyonce a black woman. And I was watching this episode called, don't give me the lawyer, y'all. I'm so mad at myself, I cannot remember what the freaking documentary was called. But the actress, I know his first name is Kofi. Forgive me. I know people listening like, oh, how you want to get into radio? And you forgive me. But he was saying that, you know, with being black, we are held at a, like, the standard, you know, especially celebrities. For example, Beyonce, like I was just saying. So although I'm looking at her like, bro, that's Beyonce. Everybody respect Beyonce. That's the queen motherfucking bee. Like, I watch Homecoming and I tear up because of that black girl magic, that energy, the spirit of our ancestors. Energy is everything. It's infinite. It cannot be damaged, destroyed. I feel what B feel as being a black woman. You know, wanting to be accepted. Where do I fit and where do I belong? And I'm not feeling it because she Beyonce. She could have just been a regular old schmegler and I could have understood her. So even if she wasn't going to agreeing with what the actor Kofi said, you know, even if, you know, we're not on this high pedestal, still is like, yo, I'm black. I'm regular, but I'm dope and I'm black. And I don't have to be a Beyonce or Jay-Z or Diddy or Pharrell. I could just be me. But the fact that I am black and the fact that my ancestors were killed for fighting for my rights. My ancestors were killed for wanting to read and write, for wanting freedom. That tells me, what are they afraid of? So I'm still proud either way, baby. I love this podcast episode because it is me. It is me. It is me. It is me. I speak in pauses because the way the mind works and just going through this journey, sometimes I get on this natural, just let's go build. Let's get deep. Let's get right with yourself. What you learned today, queen? And I start building with myself and it's just as high. It's an amazing feeling in this world, the high that I receive from just building with myself. The solidarity. You owe it to yourself. Lately, I just found myself so frustrated because I'm like, colorism is a real thing and people don't understand it. And part of not knowing who I was. I was a bitch. I was a bitch to people. I acted like a stereotypical, like, quote unquote, I'm better than you. Black woman. And I don't even know, to be honest, I don't even know if it was because of my complexion. I really think that my mom didn't teach me to love all black women, because she couldn't even explain to me why some black women didn't fuck with me, because they like, why you so happy, cheery nigga? We live in a hood, nigga. People get killed every day, bitch. Why you happy? And I was like, so you want to switch? Because you know what I go through every day. Do you know what type of emotional, physical abuse? You know what part of me you probably did. So even if you did know, why we fighting? Why we beefing? But because for so long we have been taught to be divided. Everything is about dividing. Look at it. Mother's Day, Father's Day. Why the fuck it just can't be a Parents' Day? I was having that conversation with my husband and he was saying to me, he was like, yo, it needs to be a Parents' Day. And I agree. Why has to be separated? One thing I learned about being a new mother, With that man that I have, he need Mother's and Father's Day cards. Because your girl was, mentally, I was fucked up. I was not prepared to be a mother. And he knew that. And he had to accept a lot of responsibility in some ways. Because don't get me wrong, some shit, in other areas where I lacked, it was in my bones still. It's engraved in my ancestors. Hello, the wet nurses. Hello, the help. To still be a mother. So some of that shit was in me. But a lot of it, he had to pick up the slack. And not even the slack, because that's our motherfucking prince. But he had to be mother and father. And we had, the world has taught us, white America has taught us, down, fuck these men. Because that's how you weaken our... That's how you weaken us. You got to sever that. You got to separate the black man from the black woman. Hello? Put him in prison. Do everything you need to do to tear these motherfucking people down. My husband is so good with my son. My husband is so good with me. We went through the roughest of the roughest and we still at it. We still try to figure out how we gonna be each other's best friend, because I be fucking damn. If I step outside of my race, when it's all this motherfucking blackness around, all this beautiful blackness around me. It don't make me feel bad for saying I won't date outside my race. I have dated outside my race. And it's just like I thought it would be crazy. Psychopath. I'm pro-black, but I'm not anti-white. I love being black. I love my black man. I love my black son. I love my black mother. I love my black father. I love my black sister and my black brothers and my black sisters, because I got a whole bunch of them. My father was wildin'. I love everything there is about being black. That resiliency. You kidding me? You can keep on fucking thinking. You gonna knock me down, but there's so many of us, because the reality is, what y'all said, all we do is make babies anyway. It's so many of us. It's so many of us. If we really knew who we were. Now, fuck what they teach us in history class. Know your history. If you really knew who you were, you'll walk a little differently. I've seen where teachers, administrators talk over the heads of black parents because we don't know. We can't even make eye contact. We never was taught to make eye contact. You talking over my head right now, but I'm not like I understand, but I really don't. I'm in this doctor's office. You told me my kid had what? I don't even know what that means, but I'm agree so you don't call me stupid, because I've been called stupid all my life. There is so much stacked against us, but our resiliency is so thick. Whew. Keloids. I know it's like some people joke about them, but keloids to me is like, that's proof. Like, I got these scars, and don't get me wrong, I'm not, you know, disrespected in any way, shape, or form. But this is my badge. Like, fuck that. I'm still here. This to remind you that I'm a motherfucking warrior. Do you see my ancestors? Take the time out to get to know who you are. I don't give a fuck what spectrum of brown you on. To them, we all the same. Even if you got money, you still the same. You still, to them, you're not the superior race. So don't get cute. Have these conversations. I want all five of y'all that's listening. I want you to write down, who are you? What makes you you? Because how many of us know who the fuck we are? We're told to do so much at such a young age. Some of us grew up so fast. We're literally given scraps. I've watched women who were talented. Women were fucking beautiful. Move around like they were non-existent. They walked around like they was a fucking cockroach. Like, bitch, you a queen. Pick your head up. But how she gonna pick her head up if she don't know? If she don't know she a motherfucking jewel, how she gonna pick her head up and be proud? The world told her she ain't shit. Her mother told her she ain't shit. Her father told her she ain't shit. And that raggedy-ass baby daddy told her that too. Queen, you the shit. We gotta dig in our core. and say, who am I? Who am I as this black woman, as this mother, as this daughter, as this sister? Who am I as this niece? Who am I? But when you start your list, when you start your tree, you first. You fucking first, because we forget to take care of us. A part of being black, because we have been the wet nurses to help for so long, all we think is that we have to be a service to everybody at all times. No, sis. You got to be a service to you first and foremost. You first. It's that same saying, that same little quote. When the airplane going down and them fucking oxygen masks deploy, you grab one for yourself first so you can get right, and then you help the motherfucker next to you. And when I say motherfucker, that could be kid, that could be your own damn grandma, but you got to get right first. You first. We've been taught that we don't matter. That's how much we've been taught that we don't matter, that you matter. Your feelings matter. That trauma, that matters. It's okay. Don't let no motherfucking body tell you you overreacted. They overreacted. Own your feelings. Don't be fucking silenced. Don't be muted. Talk about that shit. I feel this type of way about this. We gonna acknowledge that. Stop cowering away. Stop feeling like I don't got no right to speak up for myself. I don't deserve nothing. You deserve the whole motherfucking world. You a superior being. Now go ahead and fucking be magical. I love when I get in my zone. I thank you guys for listening. And let's keep this going, man. There's so much mentally, and there's just so much up here. And there's so many people I'm going to bring on here to build. Oh, man, I'm so excited for the future. We got to have these conversations. We got to get right. We got to get back to loving on ourselves. We got to get back to pouring into one another. And let's go. Come on now, let's go. I feel like I've been anointed. It's only right. As a woman of color, let's go, sis. Come on. You got a platform. Use your platform. Let's talk about this. This ain't the last y'all gonna hear from me. Till ain't no more breath in my lungs. I'm gonna fight. For me. And when I say me, me and everybody that look like me. I know I got to work twice as hard, but that's okay. That's okay. You still never gonna be on my level. You always gonna get a head start. But if we started at that finish line together, y'all watch the Olympics. Y'all watch track and field. Thank you guys for tuning in. Y'all be blessed, beautiful people. It's been real. One generational curse. Every episode at a time. Breaking them. Let's have these conversations. Peace, y'all.